You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our ministry is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida, where our pastors are Pastor Thomas Robinson and Pastor Teresa Robinson. I just want to welcome you today. I'm Minister Andre Jordan. I'm in the studio today. Just want to say thank you for tuning in, faithful listeners, every weekday, Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. on your radio dial. We love the Lord at Victory, and we are all about overcoming whatever it is that has been overcoming you through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Today, I want to talk from the topic of what does boldness look like in the Bible. The Lord challenged us to begin to pray bold prayers. We're believing believers. We're bold believers. And so therefore, our prayer life cannot be a baby prayer life. But we need a prayer life that's a warrior prayer life. We need a prayer life that's a lion prayer life, a king prayer life, a fighter prayer life. We need to be able to war with the Word of God. And that is to take the Word, put it in your mouth, and declare it over the situation that you're facing and going through, over what you're believing God for. We take His words. His words are better than our words. And we pray His words back to Him. And His words work in every situation and in every circumstance. His words are what angels hearken to. They hearken to the Word of God to bring it forth. So when we partner with the Word and we partner with the angels on assignment to help us in the earth, we have help. We have the Helper, the Holy Spirit. We have the Word of God. We have Jesus Christ, the righteous one, that has done the work and has asked us to facilitate and stand in the work that He's done. Just do what I did. Do what I told you. Manage the work that I've done. He's done everything, did all the heavy lifting. Then He says, you just come in and stand in it. So What does it look like in the scripture? Boldness look like? There's many examples of boldness, but the very first one that popped in my mind was I was thinking about King David. And I was thinking about before he was king and he was on assignment by his natural father to take some refreshments to his brothers that were enlisted in the army. And while he was there, along comes Goliath making a whole lot of ruckus. And the children of Israel were so afraid and they fled. I'm reading from 1 Samuel 17, verse 24. And the men of Israel were afraid and they were like, have you seen this man that is coming to fight and destroy and defy Israel? But David was not afraid, and he wasn't as old as the men and his brothers. These were his older brothers. He wasn't as old as them, but David's heart was strong in the Lord and strong in faith, and David was bold. How did he get so bold? He spent time with the Lord. Boldness comes, and intimacy comes by us spending time with the Lord. I declare I want to be a bold believer for the Lord. I want to be bold. Bold. Bold doesn't mean disrespectful, but bold means confident in God, confident in his word, confident in his promise. And that is what David was. David said, when I would spend time as a shepherd boy, keeping the sheep assigned to me, he said, there came a lion that tried to infiltrate and snatch one of them out of my hands. And David said, I rose up in the power of God and I slew it. Another time, I've got God's sheep and into my father's sheep. And a bear came out of nowhere and thought he could infiltrate and bring about destruction. But he said, verse 34, David said unto King Saul, your servant kept his father's sheep. There came a lion, there came a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him to smite him. And delivered us out of his mouth. When he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and I smote him and I slew him. David said, I am able to destroy Goliath because in the intimate place with God, God has taught me to fight and to war and to overthrow my enemy, to defeat my enemy. Prayer teaches us to defeat our enemy. Bold believers, we need an upgrade in our prayer life. It's in the place of prayer that God gives a strategy to defeat our enemy. And David rescued those lambs. It didn't say that they were able to kill him. It says he took them out of his mouth. I believe he rescued them. I believe he's testifying that God enabled me to rescue and take back what the enemy had taken. When the enemy arose and the enemy thought, I'll kill, I'll steal, I'll destroy through the power of Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit of God, through the power of the Word of God, decreeing his word in our mouths, decreeing that I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, decreeing whatever is written in the 66 books of the Word that we call the Holy Bible. So David said to Goliath, when Goliath issued his threatening, when Goliath issued out words of fear. So it says, David made a commitment with King Saul that David would fight the giant and defeat the giant, because David inquired in verse 1 Samuel 17, well, what will the warrior receive? And the king told him, oh, he's going to get riches. He's going to get wealth. He's going to get a house. He's going to get the hand of my daughter. He promised, he said, he's going to be enriched. And so David took his staff in his hand. Verse 40, David chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and he put them in his shepherd's bag that he had with them, even in a scrip, and a sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Listen, I love the word of God. I love the word of God. Just imagine and see this young man, still under the father's authority, still living at home, still doing the father's assignments, and here comes him walking into destiny on this day, walking into purpose, walking into destiny, walking into who he really is called to be. There's a king inside of him. There's a boldness inside of him that God is going to use to do exploits, to wreck the enemy's camps. So David draws near to the Philistine, and the Philistine Goliath, we know who he is. There's a Goliath in our life. We know what it is. But let us take lessons from the life of David today. Goliath is no match for our God. Goliath is no match for the word of God. Goliath is no match for prayer and intimacy with God, where the strategy is birthed forth. Goliath is no match for the strategy of God. The Philistine comes and he draws near to David, and the man that bears his shield went before Goliath. And when the Philistine Goliath looked about and he saw David, he saw that he was a youth. He saw that he was ready. He saw that he was a fair countenance. He said, am I a dog? And he roared and he said, you come at me with a little stick? And he cursed David by the names of his God. So he begin to spew out cursing, word curses by the name of his God. And the Philistine said to him, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? Am I a dog? So did he curse David by his gods, the little g gods that he served. I don't care what other god somebody says they believe in. They're no match for God. God is the originator, the creator, the omnipotent one, the omniscient one, the omnipresent one. Nothing is a match for him. I serve the ruler of all. I serve the Alpha and Omega. And the Philistine and David, come on. It's not important what the enemy is saying, but what's important is what's your response. Bold believer. Learning to become bold warriors, bold prayers. What's your response to the enemy? That is what is crucial. That is what is essential. That is what matters. What the enemy says can't overshadow what God says. And so David answers Goliath the Philistine. He says, you come to me with a sword and a spear. I've got this staff for my rod and my staff. They comfort me. He said, you've come with a sword and a spear. Oh, you dressed fine in this armor, this Philistine armor. You come to me with a shield. You even got a man bearing your shield. You're not even carrying it. Somebody else carrying his shield. But I come to you. This is what matters, believer, for you and I in our life today. I come to you. In the name of the Lord of hosts, make sure, bold believer, that you're decreeing the name of the Lord of hosts, that you're putting the name of Jesus before. Make sure that you're putting the name of Jesus by his name, by his blood. The Lord has given him a name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus, it's not my name. Minister Andre can't get no help, but by the name and through the name and the blood of Jesus, victory, bold believer, victory is in the name of Jesus. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. You picked the wrong one, Goliath. Come on, tell the Goliath in your life today, you picked the wrong one, because I didn't come alone. I came in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against me. I see your spear. I see your shield. I see your sword. But they're no match for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come in the name that is above every name. Make sure you come in the name of Jesus. This day, David goes on and he says, 1 Samuel 17, I'm at verse 40. This day, the Lord deliver. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hands, and I will smite thee. I'm going to destroy you. This day, the Lord will deliver. The Lord delivers the enemy into our hands. The Lord ambushes the enemy. The Lord fights for us. The Lord goes for us. I win because God has already won. I win because Christ has already won. And when he won, he said, it is finished. And he ascended back to the Father, presented to the Father, Father, I've done your will, your work. The assignment is finished. I bring back to you everything restored according to the will and the plan and the purposes of God. He says, I'm going to smite you. I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to take your head from your body. I'm going to give it to the carcasses of the host of the Philistines, to the fowls of the air, to the wild beasts. The wild animals going to eat good. They going to eat this Philistine flesh today. He say the buzzards and the things that eat dead flesh, they're going to eat good because the Lord, hey, wins every battle. The Lord is going to give you into my hands. He say that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. We need to be a bold believer because all of the earth needs to know there is a God in the heavens. There is a God that's seated in the third heavens. There is a God. Let's make him known, bold believers. How and what does boldness look like in the scripture? King David is a mighty example of boldness. How do we become bold believers? Spend time with God. Be intimate with God. Get in the presence of God. Begin to grow in prayer by declaring the word of God. Begin to grow in prayer by making decrees. I decree the word of the Lord that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I decree we take the word and we just make it a prayer. Whatever scripture we're reading, I declare. Decree and declare that the Lord is my shepherd. I decree and declare that the Lord is the righteous judge. The Lord, the righteous judge. I decree and declare that the Lord goes before me. I decree and declare that the Lord is my refuge. We make his word a prayer. I'm just giving some examples of how simple it is. I decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. I decree and declare that I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm speaking it in the atmosphere. I'm speaking in the hearing of my mind and my soul. Get in alignment that we are going to rejoice. And so when we begin to use decrees skillfully, come on, angelic assistants joining in, contending and fighting and warring for the word of the Lord that's been sent forth out of our mouth. God honors his word. Bold believers. Who was bold in the Bible? My God, the woman with the issue of blood. Wasn't she bold? Luke verse 8, verses 43 through 48. The woman with the issue of blood. She teaching us how we can pray bold prayers. She's teaching us how we can have bold faith. Look at these lessons. Look at these examples in the scripture. That is why they have been written, for us to grow in God, for us to grow in prayer, for us to grow in praise, for us to grow in decrees, in making decrees, making edicts, making laws. And it came to pass that a woman, Luke 8, verse 43, and a woman that had an issue of blood 12 years, that had spent all of her living, all of her resources, all of her money, whatever she could get a hold of to go to the physicians to give and pay, to get medical service. She'd done it all till she spent it all. And she was not healed by anything they tried, anything they prescribed. She wasn't healed. We're talking about bold examples in the Bible. She came behind Jesus as he was in a multitude, a crowd of people thronging, pushing, touching, trying to get close to him. And she touched the border of his garment. She touched the fringe of Jesus's robe. And immediately her issue of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When everybody denied it, "It wasn't me. I didn't touch him." Peter and those that disciples that were with him said, "Master, the multitude is thronging you. The multitude is pressing in on you. What do you mean saying, 'Who touched me?'" Of course, somebody touched you among all these people. But Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive virtue. I perceive the healing power of God has been dispersed out of me." Virtue, healing power, God's healing power. Because she prayed a bold prayer, she made up in her mind that if I could touch just the hem of his garment, I don't have to take his robe off of him, but if I can just get close enough to reach my hand out and touch the fringe, touch the fringing, hanging threads from this garment, I'll be made whole. Bold believers, this is an example of a bold prayer. Now, what are we decreeing and saying in the earth? This is a prayer model. What are we decreeing and saying? If I can just touch God, I know he'll turn the situation around. If I just touch him, faith speaks, faith does, faith takes action, boldness, confidence in God. Her confidence was in God. Her confidence was not in her touching him, but what would happen when she touched him. She said, "My part is to get there and touch him. That's my part." You and I, bold believers, have a part to do. We have a part of this. We have a responsibility to stay connected to the vine, to stay in the word of God, to stay forever letting the word wash us, being washed in the word, being cleansed in the word. We have a responsibility and a part. Lastly, before the time runs out, I want to talk about Esther. We know Queen Esther. Esther, looking at Esther chapter 4, had to make a decision when the enemy plotted to destroy her and her people. Esther had to make a decision. Bold believers, today, we got to make a decision. Are we going to timid down to the world gone mad, calling wrong right, calling right wrong? Are we going to be fearful and timid and afraid? Or are we going to be and arise those bold believers that Christ is calling for in this last and evil day? Here was Queen Esther, everything at risk, living the good life, living in the palace, married to a king that treated her like a queen every day, all day. And here comes the enemy that springs up that decided he would plot to destroy her and her people, to take and wipe out the Jewish nation. And here is Esther having to make a decision. Am I going to hide in fear? Hold back in fear? Am I going to arise in ferociousness like the lion I am? Am I going to let the lion of Judah in me, Christ Jesus, roar? Or what are you going to do, bold believer, in the time of crisis, in the time of decision? What will your stand be? What will your decision be? Boldness in the Bible. We see it out of Queen Esther. She made a decision. I got to take a chance. And I want to say, you and I, we got to take a chance for the gospel today. We got to take a chance. We've got to be willing to be bold. We've got to be willing to lay our life on the line if that is what it comes to. We've got to be like Daniel in the Bible, willing to say, like the three Hebrew boys as well, O king, we know our God is able. O king, we are not worried. Are you worried or are you bold? Are you worried or are you trusting? Are you worried or are you walking in faith? Be not anxious. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, we call upon the Lord's name. Esther, she was willing to potentially lose her life if that's what it took. But she said, pray and fast for me. I'm going to go in out of season before the king, and I'm going to make a petition of him. Pray for me, fast for me, that the Lord would give her favor, that the Lord would be gracious unto her. And because of her willingness to take a stand, because of her boldness, because of her faith in the Lord overthrew the enemy. The Lord overthrew the plot of the enemy. And if we just begin to take bold steps for God, if we just begin to walk in boldness for God, he will do what he promises. The Lord always comes through. He always comes through with his words. I pray comes through according to his word. His word, he's a promise keeper. He cannot lie. His word does not lie. I pray today that you're encouraged right where you are as a believer, as a bold believer, that you're encouraged to stand your ground, to stand in faith, to stand and decree the word of God in the face of your Goliath, in the face of your Haman, in the face of those that want to destroy you, that you will remain faithful to God, remain bold in faith, declaring his word. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will walk in victory.
Hello and
Jesus'
welcome, everybody.
Name. Amen.
You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock.